the way it is.
And that's the way the news goes.
At 5:52, let's check Joliet and Will County's early morning headlines. Huge blow up at the Joliet City Council meeting last night, having to do with council not coming to a decision on a city manager and having to bring back Steve Jones for about $120-some-odd an hour. Mayor Bob Odenkirk went off on the council last night. You'll hear those comments live right here on 1340 WJOL. Blago is out. That's right. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich had his sentence commuted by President Donald Trump. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin was live on WJOL yesterday. You will hear comments that he had with Kevin Collins coming up a little bit later on this morning. An arrest has been made following a Shorewood social media threat. Remember, the Troy schools had to be on lockdown a couple of weeks ago. Well, they traced it to a guy in Ohio who basically said, I wanted to see people's reaction. The FBI didn't mess around with this one, and this person is behind bars. A state rep wants redistricting to be transparent, and a new bill would define downstate Illinois. But the big story last night, other than the Joliet City Council, was a meeting held by North Point. This took place at Stone City VFW Post. The mayor of Elwood is Doug Janko. Nice enough to join us live this morning on 1340 WJOL. Mayor, good morning. We understand last night was basically about the veterans. Stone City veterans came out in full force against North Point.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yeah, it appears that North Point really, really doesn't care about the veterans. They don't care. They want to put trucks on these roads no matter what.
Well, they were there last night, and we have pictures and we have a video statement of a couple of the veterans getting up opposing North Point. We'll be playing that this morning here on 1340 WJOL. But it was a night where the veterans came out. They had signs. As I mentioned, they made speeches. It had to be kind of touching. What was North Point's reaction? They were led there by Tom George from North Point Development. What was his reaction to the veterans? Was he surprised that they came out the way they did?
He seemed surprised, but they really shouldn't have been, Scott. You have trucks driving through the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery with total disregard, running over graves. The trucks have nowhere to go. These highways are jam-packed, as you know. The infrastructure out here is not suited for the truck traffic that we've got.
Right. Now, we understand it wasn't a big night for a lot of opponents from Say No to North Point to come out. They're putting their resources in elsewhere, which I think is a really smart thing to do, because last night was basically an informational night for landowners that are touched by the North Point property. What were some of their responses, Mayor? Did you hear any of them speak?
Well, North Point is promising those that don't sell to them, they'll try to put some green space around them. There was one gentleman there who is boxed in. He's going to be surrounded, and they haphazardly joked, oh, maybe we'll get you some trees in the back or something. You know, it's all a big joke to them. It's big money going against the little people, and they just don't care. They don't care.
Mayor Doug Janko joining us here on 1340 WJOL. The Madewin Alliance was there last night as well. Of course, a lot of the Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie will be affected by North Point if it does come in. Do you recall, did any of them get up to speak? And if so, what was their argument? Just the fact that it's coming at all?
There were so many people kind of, I wouldn't say shouting, but trying to speak all at the same time. I understand Madewin's point. You know, you have the bison out there. You have the natural tallgrass prairie. North Point says, oh, we'll put a tree every 8 foot for some landscaping. We're not out here for landscaping. This is for farm country out here, Scott. And they talked about loading these containers with grain, and it's how great it is. And, well, if there's no fields to put grain, to grow grain, what are they going to put in these containers? So, yeah. He had hardly any answers. They don't have a plan B. They're trying to put trucks on roads that aren't there or are not truck routes. I asked them simply, do you have a plan B? And they said no.
Of course, they need a bridge over 53, and I know because of a pending lawsuit, Elwood is not able to comment on that bridge, but I'm guessing when you bring up Plan B, that's what you were referring to, so we'll leave it at that. And again, try to figure out where exactly this bridge would go. Would it be a land grab? Would an Elwood resident be affected by this? Would other Elwood residents be affected by this? Again, that was a meeting last night at Stone City. There's a planning and zoning coming up with Joliet. And then, of course, a couple of town hall meetings very, very soon in the city of Joliet put on by the NOTA North Point people. Mayor Jenko, as always, sir, thank you for your time early this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, that's the mayor of Elwood, Doug Jenko, right here on 1340 WJOL.